episode 231. I'm your host, Hector. And this week, we got a special episode for you. This is an Ask Matt Anything episode. Matt's got a doctorate, so we put it to good use here on the show. So this episode, we have listener questions. We have questions from Jason and Ian and myself. And we also have the guys from Let's Talk About Stuff podcast, Brent and Steven, drop in with a question, an epic question, and epically answered as well. So, it's something to look forward to. Let's see. This is one of my favorite segments that we do on the podcast. So, please keep sending in more questions. The Gmail is mgtwenty14@gmail.com. So, please send us some more questions so we can keep doing this segment. It's a lot of fun. So, without further ado, here is the podcast. Enjoy.
Don't put anything too good.
Yeah.
That'll dazzle me.
Hippopotamus?
It's not going to make it on the recording, Ian.
Just warming up my...
Warming up your what?
My jigglies.
Warming up your jigglies.
Can I switch spots with somebody, please?
No, you get to sit next to Ian.
All right. I'm your host, Hector. With me are your other hosts.
I'm Jason.
Matt.
Ian.
Now with warm jigglies.
Nice, Ian. Mind Grenade is a pop culture-based show that dives into TV, movies, music, comics, and a whole lot more.
All right.
The whole lot more is Matt today. He is the more whore today. Mm-hmm. We were going to start out today with a Ask Matt Anything segment right off the bat. We're going to hit the ground running, Matt. Are you ready?
Yes.
And
purple.
To start off, the guys at Let's Talk About Stuff has a question for you. So we're going to play that to start off today.
Yeah, let's see here. Oh, that's not it.
Ooh.
What idiot left their phone on? Totally was not me.
All right, here's a question from Let's Talk About Stuff, another great podcast about pop culture. And they've got a question for Matt. Here we go. Let's see if I can get this right.
Technology.
Hey, Mind Grenade, this is Steven.
And this is Brent
from the Let's Talk About Stuff podcast.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thank you.
Look, we were summoned, beckoned to ask Matt a question, and Steven and I have rubbed our remaining brain cells together.
Oh, gosh.
And we've come up with what we think is the ultimate question. This is going to... I hope you haven't done anything else on your podcast. I hope you haven't had anything else planned.
Oh, how did they know?
Because this is going to take all of the rest of eternity to figure out. And that's what we want.
Oh, well, that means I know the answer to it already.
Yeah. So, the question we have for you, Matt. Which character in pop culture has the smelliest butthole? Now, there are some stipulations, okay? These have to be fictional characters. And... You can include animals, but only if they're anthropomorphic. So no Plutos, but include all the Goofies you want. Okay.
Ooh,
all
right.
You see where the line
I
is
think
drawn.
Goofy probably actually has a rather pleasant butts. Butthole. It's
butts. Hold on a second. There's more.
It's a butts. You know the crack. It's a line. It's a line down the.
Yeah. The and line is drawn straight down the crack.
And then you go down there, and who has the smelliest one? That's the question.
Yeah. And I know you're going to want to say. Oh, it's like, who's the fattest, sloppiest character? But, like, a lot of big people will tell you that they go out of their way to take extra showers and take care of themselves because they don't want to be, you know, just automatically defaulted as the smelly person, you know? So, you know, please consider that.
Yeah.
But if you're going to say, like, Blob from the X-Men, yeah, I mean, it's, like, pretty close. Like, the top 400, definitely, right?
But that's why it takes so long to figure out because there's at least a list of 400.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, at least.
Of good ones.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So we want to hear what you got going on.
You know when you pop the cork on a fine bottle of wine and you just like give that old snifferooski, you know? That's what we want to know. Who has the smelliest butthole in all of pop culturedom?
All right.
Thank you.
It just keeps going.
God bless America. Wu-Tang forever. Keep it soggy.
Got it.
Party on, Wayne.
Party on, Garth.
Garth, yeah.
All right.
Cool, we can stop it there.
All right, cool.
This might be the single best question.
Yeah, I feel like we need to set some table guidelines. First of all, what percentage of the next 6 hours as I discuss this can be spent upon my own butthole?
You're not a fictional character.
Not as like a contention for the leader, but rather as a point of comparison. You guys should all sample it first.
No, so that you'll understand
when I start referencing it, where I'm going.
There's no butthole sampling during this segment.
Please, Matt, leave the cork in place. Don't
damn it, all right.
So who you got, Matt? I mean,
well, I feel like this is a good mind grenade question as well, because Jason, I can already see the gears turning.
Oh, I got one. It's Oscar the Grouch. If you think about it, this guy spends 80% of his time sitting bare ass naked on trash all day, butthole exposed, right on that rotten trash.
How do you guys not wearing pants?
What?
Yeah.
You don't know Oscar like I do, apparently.
Apparently, Jason likes to picture Oscar like furiously beating off underneath the rim of the trash can.
Time out. Have you ever seen Oscar wearing pants?
I've just never.
Have you ever seen Oscar's belly button?
He doesn't have one.
You don't know that. He's in a trash can.
Oh, I know.
Bitch, I live in a trash can.
I mean, a rotten banana probably slides up in there from now and again, right? God.
Have you ever handled a rotten banana? It ain't sliding up into anything.
Well, maybe.
There's a lot of mashing involved.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do you guys remember? Did you guys have He-Man toys? You guys probably aren't old.
Skunkor.
Stinkor. Yes.
Stinkor.
The Stinkor character. I don't think he was ever in the cartoon. But he was a toy. Maybe, I don't know. He was a toy. And the toy actually stunk. They dipped him in something when they manufactured him.
Like a fine, kind of felty kind of skin on the action figure.
Yeah. So he was an anthropomorphic skunk. And the toy, actually, they made it to stink. And they say that, like, even the ones that today still have a smell to them because of the way they made them.
It was so effective.
Yeah. So, I mean, he was essentially a walking fart joke, basically. The character. I don't think he ever ended up in the actual cartoon, but he was a toy for sure. But some of the remakes I think he ended up in. But
Stinkor, you were right, yeah. The fuck. I remember having that action figure. Why would my parents
They used patchouli oil, it looks like. They baked it into the mold of the character.
Mm. Patchouli oil doesn't smell that bad, does
well,
it?
Well, I don't know. You baked it different. You baked it different? Okay.
I mean, it doesn't smell good, I'll give you that.
And they had a Beast Man too that smelled like pine or something. But anyway,
serious question, guys. What? Does the Cloverfield monster have a butthole?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh wait, I don't think that's an anthropomorphic animal. I think I'm breaking the rules.
But that's a fictional. He's not real, right? That I know of.
Is it a she?
It is not real.
Is a cloaca count as a butthole?
Ooh, you're right. Well, now you're saying it's reptilian? We don't know what it is.
It's pretty reptilian.
It could have four buttholes, for all we know.
It could have no... It could... Its entire... Every orifice on its body could be a butthole.
Oh, man.
All right. Next question.
Don't think so? You haven't even answered.
I don't have the skills of Brent and Steven to immediately materialize all of pop culture in my mind. But here's where I'm going, guys. Okay. Because we're talking about the Avengers today, so I'm going to be thematic with it, all right? Black Widow.
Wow, okay.
Wow, right? Yeah. I was inspired by the don't go for the fat one, right?
Yeah.
Because this bitch is doing karate in what is essentially a hermetically sealed leather suit
for
hours upon hours on end.
So sweating and no hair.
And it's always the pretty ones, man, you got to watch out for.
Okay. Ian,
she
who did you say?
Down a can of beans before production.
But she's Russian too. Do Russians eat smelly? What? Someone give me some fart borscht. Intel on Russia.
Borscht is a heavy gas food. It's a thick stew.
You're seriously telling me no one on this podcast can give me fart intel on Russia right now?
No.
Ian, of all people, is contributing right now.
It's classified information. Ian, who did you? You said you had some.
Yeah. Okay. So hear me out on this. It's both human and. I can never pronounce that word.
Anthropomorphic.
How can it be human and anthropomorphic? Well, but go ahead. I want to hear this. Yeah. What this is.
It is four or five people. I'll see if you can guess.
Oh, that's a great answer.
And it's the
human centipede. Yeah, that's right. Because with each passing, it is more distilled more and more down.
So then it is the essence of feces at the end.
Oh, man.
And if you actually were to sew it into a loop,
you
would create
infinity.
The infinitely smelly butthole. We're innovating.
Okay. That is
someone
great.
Call like Mark Zuckerberg. We're gonna need some funding for this.
What about Jason Voorhees? He spends a lot of time under a lake.
He's dead too, right?
Well, yeah. Wow. So he's like undead, and he's in water.
This is
constantly.
The other debate I had, because the undead smell like death.
Yeah.
But they don't produce fecal matter, so it's not the smelly butthole that Brent and Steven were going
so
for.
So not Solomon Grundy doesn't count then.
No.
Okay. But nor what about the Toxic Avenger?
I also, that came to my mind. He is quite, you know, foul. Yeah.
Does he count? He's not dead.
He's not dead, but he's not showered.
Not dead yet.
Yeah, is there any, like, of your obscure 80s cartoons that you would like to contribute to this discussion?
He got Stinkor in there.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We got some good contenders.
How about Bluto? The
Popeye?
What about Belushi's Popeye? Character from Animal House?
What? Oh, yeah.
Popeye has a very clean diet.
What, that's spinach?
Spinach is, you know, that's not making a smelly butthole.
Beetlejuice? I keep going to these undead guys. Yeah.
Dead's too easy.
He looks like he's got quite the stinky butthole.
Beetlejuice does not wipe after takes a shit.
No. And you don't know what's in there. I mean.
Okay. This is kind of, they said ignore or try to avoid. It's not always the chubby guys that have, because they put the most time into it.
Okay.
But I'm going to beg to differ that Frank Reynolds does not take care of his butthole.
Oh, from It's Always Sunny.
Yes.
Damn, that's good too.
Picture the episode, if you remember, where he's walking down the street and he like pours a beer into his face and like gargles it and then vomits onto the side of the road, and tell me that is not the butthole we're looking for.
It might be.
I have found what I'm searching for.
What about Jabba the Hutt? Think of the size of that butthole.
See, again, we're speculating on the existence of a butthole again.
What? I mean, he's got a huge mouth. He's got
go somewhere. You know George Lucas fought tooth and nail to get Jabba the Hutt shitting on screen. And everyone, like most of George Lucas's movies, was like, George, just put this one to the side.
Now, for the CG in that, would that be claymation?
Yes.
Okay. Claymation, Jabba the Hutt shitting.
This is Jabba the Hutt passing clay. Can we insert that into the American lexicon? Like dropping the kids off at the pool. Brown's going to the Super Bowl. Passing some clay.
Yeah, I like that. I'm
it's clean.
That.
It's clean. It's crisp.
Mm-hmm. What about Gollum from Lord of the Rings?
Ooh, yeah.
Mm. He doesn't have any. He has no butt cheeks to kind of seal in the aroma. I imagine he's just got like flat, and the hole just comes right out.
Maybe when he says "my precious," he's actually talking about his asshole.
I'm going with a bargain base Gollum. I'm going with Dobby from Harry Potter.
Okay, I can see that.
Gobby.
Okay. But Dobby? Isn't their whole thing cleaning though?
Yeah, he is a house elf. Did you know he's probably got a clean butthole?
You know his master.
But
does,
see, I'm picturing. You know how you're mopping the floor and you end up in a you paint yourself into a corner. I think that's what's going on with Dobby.
So he's painting himself.
He's cleaning so much, but he just misses. That's the one spot he can't reach. I don't know.
Remember the Garbage Pail Kids?
Shit. Yeah, there you go.
That's a bunch of buttholes.
Man, we got more examples than I thought we did.
Does quantity count just as much as quantity?
No.
Quality of buttholes?
I'm pretty sure if we were to play the clip again, please don't.
I'm starting to cheat.
That butthole is stated singularly by our friends over at let's talk about stuff.
Yeah. What if they think of each other as one butthole? Figuratively, they are a one butthole.
It's not a like a metaphysical butthole. It's a real butthole.
Okay.
Yeah, we haven't even started talking about metaphysical buttholes. Is the Big Bang a butthole?
Oh, oh
that's
God.
The OG.
That's not even fictional.
No one was
boys.
There. Yeah. It's like the tree that falls in the wood doesn't make a sound if no one's
know,
here.
Matt, you
there
can
to hear
it,
kind of
depending
thing.
Depending on who you ask.
Yeah. Right. Fictional. Okay. So this is the final answer. We're answering this from the perspective of a fundamentalist Christian, therefore making the Big Bang fictional.
Oh,
and theoretically, every smell that has ever existed emerged from this singular butthole.
Oh, wow. Wow, man, you won, dude.
Yeah, dude, I think we achieved
it. We got in there. It took a while to get there.
I know that everyone can't see this, but I'm actually floating in the air right now.
He just finished. He just finished, and figuratively and literally.
All right.
Thank you for that wonderful question, guys.
Yeah, Brent and Steven, yeah.
I do have to add, I've recently started listening to them a little bit, and I'm really bad at podcasts when there's a couple voices, and you can't, if you don't listen a lot, it's hard to tell the difference between who's talking, but one of them has the best podcast laugh of all time.
Oh.
Every time he laughs, I have to laugh. So... kudos to whoever that is, because your laugh is killer. And one of you guys need to practice.
Copy his
my laugh is terrible. I can't change it. It's going to be awful for the rest of my life.
All right, let's
move along.
I'm blown away by that.
I think we should just stop the podcast.
That's it. That's it. Today's been a 10-minute episode.
Like when you hit, if you hit a hole in one on the first hole of golf, then you just go home. Yeah.
Perfection. All right. So, yeah, thanks again. Let's talk about stuff.
Yeah,
Brent
thanks,
and
guys.
Steven, yeah.
All right. So, next question. What in 20 to 30 years do you think will actually be nostalgic from the year 2020?
Hopefully nothing.
Not a goddamn. Nothing from the year 2020 will carry any nostalgic value from this year?
Oh.
I mean, we'll start off by saying that we're, what, three quarters? Two-thirds of the way through the year? Two-thirds.
Yeah, true.
And the most nostalgic thing about the year is the memes about how bad this year is.
There you go. So people in 20, 30 years will look back at the memes and be like, yep.
Yeah, they'll
that
be like,
sucked.
They'll be like sitting in our rocking chairs regaling our grandchildren. Remember when the Nazis and the anarchists in Portland were punching each other in the face for ostensibly no reason? Yeah, and then a dark, dark virus emerged from nowhere and killed, what, 200,000 people? But pop culture-wise, did Control come out this year? No, that was last year.
Nostalgic stuff from 2020.
There's no movies this year.
Yeah, that's what makes this question difficult.
There's, like, all the good video games have been delayed. Music. There's no...
I noticed
great albums this year that I can think of.
Yeah,
and
I noticed.
The TV
noticed
shows are like not going to be memorable in 30 years.
Yeah, TV shows? No.
Yeah, I know. Watchmen.
Was Watchmen 2020?
Maybe not. You know, it just reminds me of like not just nostalgic pop culture stuff, but trends like fads. Man, nose rings were like the big every girl I could like had nose rings. About 6 months of last year, and now only like one of them out of like 10 you'll see. But it's just funny how...
So what's the fad from this year? What do we want to go
So around? How soon will hipsters have nose rings?
Yeah, it'll come back around 10 years from now, yeah. But like fads or trends from this year, yeah. Just the face mask, I guess.
Yeah, the face mask is it.
Yeah.
That'll be nostalgic, okay.
Who asked that question?
Ian did.
You don't son of a bitch.
That's a good question.
What's the best thing about the worst thing?
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Next question. What is your most used emoji?
I can't eat. I don't.
Is it the cucumber?
I don't.
It's the cucumber.
It's the cucumber.
Anyone who's texted with me knows that I'm more apt to send a GIF or GIF than I don't think I've ever sent an emoji.
Why do you only send me dick pics?
You send peanut butter
through
your text
if they're
messages?
Animated, it's still a GIF, Ian. Doesn't matter how many penises are in it.
Yeah.
Don't send me animated penises, please.
So that being said, having never actually used an emoji, and I'm pretty confident in that never, I do enjoy the eggplant.
Nice.
Okay.
That is, right.
Especially in the fact that it caused like a 80s level, like suburban mom panic. Are you guys aware? So the eggplant means penis. You know this, right?
Okay.
You guys have been hanging out with any like young children. Not that young.
Is
like
that,
high school age.
Is that why? Never mind.
What was the parties that when we were kids that were having that everyone was having like blowjob parties or something?
Oh, they used to say like was it lipstick party?
Lips or something chapstick party? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I stumbled upon all these articles a while back that like you guys need to know that the eggplant means penis, and if your daughter has a bunch of eggplants in her text messages, she's probably boning every dude in the world. So that's why I like the eggplant.
Okay. That's why you like the eggplant? Wow, okay. All right. Next question. Hi, Matt. My name's Bob. I have a question. If you could make any part of your body detachable, what would it be?
Detachable penis.
Yeah. Have you heard the King Missile song, Detachable Penis, Matt?
No.
It's good.
I recommend everybody check it out. Utility in a detachable penis, though.
It's used. It came out in the early 90s.
You'd probably just forget it somewhere.
What happens in the song.
Oh,
the whole song. It's a story about him finding this detachable penis. Yeah. I'm so glad this question was asked, just so we could, you know, put that song out there. Everybody listen to King Missile.
So what's the question then?
What would I detach?
If he can make any part of himself detachable, what would it be?
It would clearly be my arm, because there's multiple uses. It would extend my reach, so I'd have to get off the couch
just to
less.
Beat people with.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you could hit Ian.
Most importantly, I could extend my slap range, which would allow me to engage in many more duels than I currently do.
Would you put a glove on your detachable hand or arm with the hand?
Can I control the detached limb, or does it immediately just become like a bag of skin and bones?
Oh, that's true. I'd say you can still control it. So now you're going back to penis again.
Okay. I also think that there's an added benefit that, like, say if I'm like, if there's like a tall fence, right, and there's somebody on the other side that I really want to flip off, I can throw my arm up into the air. And as it spins up in the air, that person will see my middle finger flicking them
off. Then you'd have to hope somebody catches it so you don't break your damn arm.
I'd throw it straight up and it would come right down to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like an armorang?
Which I think is probably the best advantage of being able to detach your own arm.
I like this.
Chances of catching it would be a lot less, though.
By half, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, literally, you have 50% odds of catching it.
So he's saying don't detach both arms and throw them up.
How much
in the air
of the pain do I experience before reattaching it?
This flip-off's totally going to be worth it.
I throw it up, and like and it goes right into like a wood chipper that's running.
No.
A little slapstick comedy in there.
Did you have a different answer, Ian?
No. I mean, I think arm is a good answer.
I like the arm because, you can use it to get some extra reach to slap people with. Yeah,
that's true.
You know, if you are old enough, Jason, at some point you might even be able to experience this in real life where you get to remove your teeth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Detachable teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they're looking for something that's going to happen naturally as you get older. He's looking something for an advantage, Ian.
I mean, there are some advantages.
Yeah, depending on your profession, it might be an advantage.
If you podcast with Ian enough, a detachable nose, in case Ian rips one again during a recording, would be an advantage.
I mean, I would say detachable eyes so that you don't have to look at Ian.
But where are they going to go? What are you going to end up looking at him?
Okay. You can just put them in your pocket.
Okay.
And you can analyze your little pocket lens.
He's so dark. Yeah. So dark and scary.
Right. Yeah. So arm? We're going with arm.
We're going with arm, yeah.
Arm? Okay. All right. Hector's on board. Mm-hmm. 3 out of 4.
Wait.
Say arm.
Wait. Hold on.
What?
Inspiration has struck.
Oh, nice.
Uh-oh.
If I detached my butthole.
Could you crap on everyone?
I could withhold farts in risky situations.
Yes.
So, you get in the elevator. It's packed full of people. You feel one coming on. You just click that little guy off, and then you don't fart in the elevator.
Ah, nice.
You know, one of my biggest fears is for an elevator to break down while I'm on it and I have to poop.
Have you seen? There's actually a horrible,
funny like person
video.
Like peed in the corner for like days, right? Yeah.
No, there's one video of this guy who is literally like on the elevator for 10, 12 hours, and he has to shit so bad, and you just see him, he's like doing like a waddle dance, and then after something, he just drops down, he's like diarrhea is all over the door. It's horrible, but it is amusing. You feel his plight. I mean, yeah, it's.
See, and if he could have detached said butthole, and it sounds like as it comes off, then he would have been better off. So that's what I'm going with my final answer.
That's pretty good. Okay. Ian, are you changing your answer to butthole as well?
I'd have
such
a little
bandwagon.
I'd have a little like container just to keep it all snug and stuff. And,
They're like, what are you doing? They're like, hold on, I'm removing my butthole. And you pull out like a nice leather case and you like gently set it on a little pillow.
Yeah, you could have another like your ear pod holder. The baby Yoda. Yeah. You could have a baby Yoda butthole holder.
All right, I'm in.
All right. All right. I'm glad we got through this. See, in time, we get to the best answers of all these questions.
Yoda would probably have a smelly butthole too, huh?
He might.
It's 900 years old.
And he's been hanging out in a swamp by himself. He doesn't have to like put on airs for anybody. Yeah.
When 900 years old you become, your butthole becomes very smelly. Smelly your butthole becomes. Sorry, I completely fucked that up.
There you go.
Cut. Right. Let's try it again. All right, let's just start from the beginning.
I would much prefer to talk about like a healthier person's smelly butthole than an old person's butthole, because just grossing me out.
Well, it's lost its integrity.
There we go. Next question.
All right. Favorite band musician from before you were born, and also favorite band musician that broke during your lifetime.
So that was a question I submitted. So it's either a band or musician. Whoever your favorite band or musician is from prior to you being born, and then same question of since most likely when you were a teenager.
Yeah.
So and then any similarities if you can think of between the two.
Okay. First of all, I thought you were saying band as in B-A-N-N-E-D musician.
Band?
Yeah. And
why would I say?
Okay. I don't know. I thought it was a weird fucking question. And I was like, it's Jason, so, you know. He's probably got some stupid thing going on here, and I just haven't figured it out yet.
I'm just assuming this is not anything straightforward. It's got to be something screwed up somehow. All right, go for it.
Oh, yeah, so these questions are always impossible for me to answer because my musical tastes tend to be so wide-spanning that depending on the month or the year, they'll change. But anyway, recently I've been appreciating the hell out of Pink Floyd, so I'm going to go with that as my pre.
Mm-hmm. That's actually mine from before I was born. Yeah.
Which, if you put that in dates, it's pre-Matt. So PM. It's like, I don't know, 65 PM or something like that.
Yeah. What? Is that a time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you not define time around my lifespan?
No.
All right, well.
Okay.
Yeah, you're missing out.
All right, I'll start.
Pink Floyd, mainly because, I don't know, if you go back and listen to like a lot of bands from around them, you can kind of hear where they came from. Like Led Zeppelin was a little before Pink Floyd, but like you can hear like all the blues and roots and stuff. And Pink Floyd is just like, what the fuck happened?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer was mostly LSD, but the results were pretty cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go with Pink Floyd.
Okay.
To this day, their sound is like unreplicatable. Yeah. There's no Greta Van Pink Floyd.
Yeah. Yeah.
God. You like that, Jason?
The best way to do what they did is to completely do your own thing.
Yeah, which, by the way, this is my announcement for my side project, Greta Van Pink Floyd, coming 2021.
Nice.
Yeah, our album.
Caveat, though, on what I just said about do your own thing. But do your own thing and then make it good. Successful with it, yeah.
Our next album, Dark Side of the Moon of Mars, is coming out.
Dark Side of the Mars. I thought you were going to say Light Side of the Moon.
Yeah. And then so this is a favorite band of my lifetime, right?
Yeah.
Again, this is an even harder question to answer. But to make it easier, I'm just going to pick from what I would consider like the 20 to 25 range, which is like when you develop most of your like more hardened beliefs and tastes, et cetera, which is going to be a bummer for everybody because then I have to go with Phish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they're awesome.
Yeah, I like fish.
Fried and baked. And going to a fish show is just, I've been to so many concerts, and they're just like a band that can just walk on stage with no plan and play for 4 hours, and like everyone has the best time of their life. Mm. It's like, I don't know. I enjoy that.
Everyone's high.
The time of my life.
So this will be our last question before we take a break and come back from for our MCU retrospective part two. But and any similarities with between that you
personally?
Oh,
for sure. I mean, improv is a big part of both of them.
Yeah.
There's definitely inspiration there, but like I said, no one could really replicate Pink Floyd's sound.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, Pink Floyd were contemporaries of the Dead, which obviously led to where Fish kind of came from. Mm-hmm. Fish, for every year for their Halloween shows, plays an entire album. They've done the entire Dark Side of the Moon album.
Oh, okay.
David Gilmour is one of the best guitar players of all time.
He's my personal favorite. Yeah.
Trey Anastasio is a underappreciated guitar player.
What other bands? Has he always just been in Fish? Or
no, he has a long-standing solo project.
Okay.
You may have heard one or two songs. Mm-hmm. Honestly, his solo stuff's I'm not a big fan of. Yeah.
No. Well, it's like Pink Floyd, like when they went off by themselves.
Yeah, exactly. It's not David Gilmour had like one or two good songs.
And like David Gilmour's my favorite guitarist of all time, and it's part of the one of the main reasons Pink Floyd's one of my favorite or is my favorite band pre me being born. But it's never as like the when Roger Waters left,
and it was just Gilmour in charge. Yeah.
It just didn't have whatever magic they were making, you know. And I'm sorry, I interrupted what you were saying about the guitars. Were you comparing?
That's right. Like Jason hasn't said anything for quite a while, so I'm progressively getting happier and happier.
Hi, man.
Damn it.
But another similarity that I just noticed between your two favorite bands there, or your. At this moment, your two favorite bands, they both start with P.
Yeah.
There you go.
Nice. P. Like, you get it, Ian?
Okay. All right. Okay, so we are going to move on, but Jason, did you still have some questions?
I do have some, yeah.
Yeah, we'll save them for next time.
Keep it rolling.
Yep. Those are some great questions this time around. I love the segment that we created. Who came up with this segment? Was it, between the two of you guys or Jason? Yeah.
I volunteered Matt for my segment.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great. Please submit more questions for Matt, and we'll keep this thing going. The email, I was going to say website, the email is mgtwenty14@gmail.com. So, yeah, keep sending us questions.
You're getting good at it.
Getting there, yeah. All right.
Explain.
What?
Explain.
He's kissing up.
Okay.
He's being complimentary.
I didn't like it.
Also,
I want that to be on the record.
There you go.
This is on the record.
Balanced it out. Yeah.
When I think of all the good times that I've wasted having good times. When I was fighting, I could have done the right thing. All of that boozing, I was really losing. Good times. Good times. When I think of all the good time that's been wasted, having good times. When I think of all the good time that's been wasted, having good times. All of my lying, I remember her crying.
my useless talking. I could have been walking instead of complaining. I could have been gaining good times. Yes, yeah, we all are having a jolly good time, and everything is working out fine. Useless talking, all of that walking, all of my sinning, I could have been winning.